The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Boston is facing another sex abuse-related lawsuit. The case filed this week is not an individual victim seeking damages. This time it's another diocese. The bishop in San Bernardino, California, is bringing the first suit that features one U.S. Catholic diocese against another. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
In 1990, the Archdiocese of Boston sent a priest named Father Paul Shanley to the West Coast to join the Diocese of San Bernardino. Shanley arrived in California with a strong recommendation from a Boston bishop who vouched in writing that Shanley was a priest in good standing. But now the San Bernardino Diocese says it was duped. Turns out sex allegations against Shanley go back to 1967, and now San Bernardino is defending itself against a new round of sex allegations against Shanley. San Bernardino spokesman Father Howard Lincoln says Boston should take financial responsibility for the trouble Shanley's created.
We're asking Boston to cover our expenses in connection with defending and resolving these allegations. We're asking Boston to indemnify us.
The legal claim against Boston alleges the Archdiocese actively suppressed information about Shanley's past. For instance, there are documents released in connection with other suits against Boston that reveal Boston officials knew that Shanley had at one point advocated sex between men and boys. Patrick Schiltz is dean at the University of St. Thomas School of Law and has represented the church in scores of sex abuse cases. He explains if San Bernardino has the documents to back its claims, it could be a clear-cut case.
If indeed they were snookered by Boston, if Boston lied to them, deceived them, then there isn't any reason that San Bernardino should be paying for this. It should be paid for by Boston.
Settling the latest claims against Shanley could end up costing the church upwards of $10 million, but Schiltz says money is not the only driving force behind the suit.
From my own conversations with Catholic bishops over the last few months, a lot of them are very, very frustrated because, in their view, the vast majority of Catholic dioceses cleaned up their acts in the early 1990s, acted responsibly, ran safe dioceses for the last 10 years, and all of their good work has basically been trashed because of a few bad dioceses.
Schiltz says the lawsuit is a very dramatic way for the San Bernardino bishop to make the point that his diocese is being victimized by the irresponsible behavior of officials in Boston. A spokesperson for the Boston Archdiocese says they will not comment until they've seen the lawsuit. Father Thomas Rausch is a theology professor at Loyola Marymount University in L.A. He says he's disheartened by this lawsuit, not because he thinks it's a bogus claim, but because he says it's one more sign of how deeply the sex scandal has damaged the church.
It's ruined the lives of all sorts of individuals. It's destroyed the careers of priests. It's reflected poorly on the life of the church, and now it's affecting relationships between different churches. So the impact of this scandal is almost unimaginable.
Rausch says the news of the new interdiocese lawsuit led him to revisit a biblical passage. In a letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul urged Christians to resolve conflict without suing one another in civil court. Rausch says reading this passage reminds him of how recent events have led the church far afield from the spirit of the scripture. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.